I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Biologists with the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources really have three main management regulations for fisheries in the Mountain State, each with its own unique set of goals and outcomes. We'll talk about those right after this. West Virginia DNR fisheries biologists have harvest regulations available to them to manipulate fish populations if they want to change the growth structure of fish in the water. This could be done for a variety of reasons, some to improve the catch rates or create trophy fisheries, others to protect the habitat and the fish numbers themselves. Breaking them down is fisheries biologist Brandon Keplinger, who says catch and release is well known, especially for bass, but it can have a point of diminishing returns.
West Virginia, it really seems like if a black bass or largemouth bass population particular is going to stunt, it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 12 inches long. And we get a lot of calls from people who strictly catch and release in farm ponds that, you know, they own and regulate for kids, and catch and release is the way they manage it. And they can walk around a half acre pond and catch 12 to 16 largemouth bass that are all in the area of 10 to 11 three-quarter inches in length, and they seem to be having trouble with obtaining quality size fish above 12, 14, 16 inches in length.
Now, there's also the slot limit.
A slot limit, in my opinion, is probably one of the best regulations to be utilized in West Virginia. And many of our small impoundments in particular, perhaps even some of our streams, we typically have really good recruitment. So you have a lot of young of the year being produced, and you have decent survival up until a point where the densities of the fish cause food to be limited or causes viruses, disease, pathogens to be transmitted back and forth to the point where you have really high mortality.
And finally, one of the most utilized fishing regulations in America, the minimum size.
Minimum size limit, you know, normally it'll be like 12 inches long, 14 inches long, 16 inches long, and that protects smaller fish. And that's most applicable when you have a fishery that for some reason may be habitat limitation or competition with other predatory fish within the fishery, or a real wildly changing environment. You don't have good recruitment or good young of the year output.
Some of the considerations the agency looks toward when they're deciding if a regulation is necessary on a certain body of water. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.